At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Welcome. 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 Should I talk more like that every time I'm on?
I feel like you do that at the beginning of all of these. You welcome people like you're Marvin the Martian.
This is more Marvin, isn't it?
Yeah, I get, you know,
almost
what?
Almost Kermit, though. Yeah.
It is. That was Kermit. That was Marvin the Martian. It was, you know what it was? It was definitely weird.
Well, I'm going to skip over it. Come on. You know I'm weird. I'm going to skip over that and just get right into it. Producer Podcast, thanks for listening. Welcome. It's another beautiful Friday, which we're excited about because it means the weekend's here.
That's right.
So we have some great topics this week, and I want to get right into it, starting with the time you've embarrassed yourself in public. I didn't get the chance to talk about this on air. I actually did this when I was way younger. I was at a doctor's office, and I was leaving, and I was so excited to leave.
Yeah.
When my mom was like checking out, that I was running toward the door, and it was like one of those glass sliding doors. I didn't know they were cleaning it. So I didn't go directly into the middle where the door's going to open. I ran directly into the glass next to it, shattered it, dude.
Oh, you shattered it?
I'm like 5, 6 years old. Shattered it.
Oh,
ran right
awesome.
Through it, fell on my face, glass everywhere. Not a cut on me. But I shattered it, and I felt so bad about it.
See, I was excited to hear about you running headlong into it and, like, you know, like hurting yourself or something like that. But no, the fact that you shattered it, I didn't think it was going to go that far. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that was embarrassing for me because everyone was just staring at me. They all had this shocked face on. I'm looking at my mom like, because in my head, I'm like, I had to pay for this. Yeah, like I'm 5 years old.
Right.
I
got to right.
pay for this.
You're going to be in debt for the rest of your life.
Yep. I'm still paying for that window.
That's right.
That was I can't forget it. I actually have a little scar right here on my head from where I actually bumped into it.
Is that where
that's
I see
yeah.
that
you
scar.
You see that little one right between my eyes here?
That's it?
Yep, that's it.
Wow,
that's dude. The only thing I got. It was a small little cut, and it was deep. But that was it. That's all I got from it. And even then, I didn't feel it. Thank God I was still at the doctor's office because it checked me out right then and there.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I'll never forget it. It's still to this day, I still remember it. My God, I wish I just waited. I got too excited. I feel like an idiot. I feel bad. The guy cleaning the glass, he must have, first of all, good job on him. But secondly, I
right.
felt terrible.
He's definitely doing a thorough job.
Yeah. But he must have been like, oh, this kid, man, he just, are you kidding me right now, kid?
Well, think about it. You saved him work. Now he doesn't have to clean that door the next day because that door's not there anymore, Sean. You destroyed it.
Have you ever embarrassed yourself in public?
I mean, dude, so many times. I mean, the exact details escape me. But, you know, I mean, this is a job that comes with a fair amount of public embarrassment, man. Like, I've embarrassed myself on the air for sure. Like, there's been times, not even on the show, just, like, doing other stuff where I've, like, just said the wrong thing, gone off on a tangent and realized, oh, my God, I need to shut up and play this next song. Yeah, no, I mean, no specific examples, but this is a career of public embarrassment right here.
Yeah, I can't sit here and tell you that I've ever done that on air yet. Although when I do say a lot, I feel like that's embarrassing.
I feel like we overestimate that. Also, knock on wood.
Earlier this week, Anna Zapp was asking if she was out of line. She went shopping with her 13-year-old daughter, Hayden. I believe she got change back wrong or something was paid
no,
for
they
the
rang
wrong
it
way.
Up. They rang it up for like basically no money.
Mm.
So she paid 64 cents for something that was supposed to be $15.
Yep. And both her and her daughter noticed, and she didn't say a word. We were wondering if you had thought if she was wrong for not, you know, teaching her daughter a lesson, saying, oh, this is where you should do the right thing and let them know that you're mischarged. What do you think?
This is opportunism at its best, man. You got to take it. Come on. Because at the end of the day, nothing bad is going to happen to anybody at all. I've worked in retail, dude. I've messed up things before. You know what you do? You write a quick email and say like, oh, hey, this happened. And that's it. You never hear about it ever again. If you even bother to write the email. No, if that was me and I was with my son, I would absolutely just be like, all right, buddy, bonus.
Take advantage.
There we go. I mean, you know, when you say it with that tone of voice, it makes me sound like a bad person, John. It makes me sound like a bad. No, in reality, yeah, I'm probably going to take advantage of the situation the same way that Anna did. We talked on the show a couple months ago about I brought my son to a concert and there were open seats
the Sesame
at the concert.
Street one, correct?
The Sesame Street one.
Yeah.
He's 3 years old and he wanted to go closer and I was like, yeah, buddy, let's go, whatever. Were they my assigned seats? No. Were they open? Was it going to affect anybody negatively? No. So I did it.
I think it's one of those things where you just kind of have to look at the situation, you know, take it as it is and
right.
do the right thing or do the wrong thing and get away with it.
Well, you know, when you call it the wrong thing, Sean, again, I feel like your real feelings on the subject are coming out through your commentary and you just don't want to say it.
Steal everything.
That's right.
Is that
what
you wanted me to? You want me to say? Is that what you want to hear, John?
No, I'm saying it's not theft. I'm saying it's not theft.
It's clever theft. How about that?
No. Still has the word theft.
It's not theft at all. Stop using the word theft. Earlier this week, we played a fun game. Thank you again to TikTok, where it just creates all these great things for us to do. And I must sound so excited about TikTok. It was, she's a 10, but... The high idea is you tell someone something, you know, someone may be an 8 or a 9 or a 10, but there's something about them that might bring that rating of them down. Let's be honest, it's a very degrading thing.
Of course it is.
I do find it to be a fun game. I like to put myself in those situations like, I'm a 9, but I'm a weirdo, so I'm like a 5 now, right?
Right, so if you're a 10, is there something about you, your personality, that could make you a lower number
than
a 10? So that's the thing. Now, it should obviously be stated right off the bat. Neither of us 10s. We're not 10s.
No.
We're just not 10s, Sean.
God, definitely not.
So, yeah, but no, I mean, it was fun. Do you have any, well, what are yours? So, like, all right, she's a 10, but if she did this, she'd be a lower number. What do you got? So she's a 10, but?
I think she didn't clean or pick up after herself. That would kill me, man.
Right.
That would drive me up the wall.
This is why me and you would never work, Sean.
No.
This is
what
why
about
me
you?
And you would never
what's
work.
What's your top one? What's, like, the number one thing that could bring someone's attraction level down?
She's a 10, but she has traveling listed as one of her hobbies. And I've talked about this on the air before too, man. It's just too expensive. If traveling is your hobby, you don't want to be with this guy right here. Because I mean, if your idea of traveling is like going to the next state over for a nice little B&B on the weekend, that's great. We can do that kind of traveling. If you're trying to go to Mallorca though on a regular basis, I'm not your guy. I'm not making dough like that.
You
it's
know,
not
I-
happening.
I have to say that because of you, I use that thing now, because when I see that on the apps where they're like, oh, you know, I want to go on adventures. You know how bad I want to type them? Like, you're not the Hobbit.
Well,
you're not going on an adventure.
I mean, yeah.
You're just doing something fun.
Adventures is a whole other ballgame. That's way too strong of a word for the type of, you know, activities that most people are doing on a daily basis. But yes, no, definitely that.
Yeah, that was a fun one. But I think the whole cleanliness thing for me is a big one, man. I will not look at you the same way if you're not clean.
That's true.
If you're not cleaning up after yourself.
You'll look at them the way you look at me every day.
Yeah. You're cornered. Dude, the frustration I feel just looking at it over there. Another fun topic we discussed was, you know, house hunting. What are the things you look for when you're buying a house? We had Jonathan Carbeauty from Carbeauty & Co. Realtors on to tell us the top things you should be looking for. But what's fun about someone telling you what you should be looking for compared to what you want? John, you were looking, or you have an apartment, you were getting a new one recently. What was something you were, like, a big thing for you when you were getting a new place?
Ease of use. I don't want to move in anywhere that needs a lot of work. I don't want to move in anywhere that's going to require a lot of maintenance. This is why I love apartment living, dude. I grew up in New York City. That is my goal, is to live in a place that is as low maintenance as humanly possible. Doesn't mean it's got to be expensive and everything has to be brand new. I'm just saying that if I live in an apartment and it's like something goes wrong, all I got to do is send an email to the to the apartment building.
You know,
be like, hey, there's this thing is broken, fix it, please.
You also seem like the kind of guy to me. I mean, like, let me tell you something about producer John here. He leads a very busy life. I've never heard a moment of this guy's life like where he's not out, you know, maybe doing an event or he's a musician. So whether he's out performing or he's here at work,
I
feel like an apartment for you is just a place to kind of lay your head.
I go. There's not a week that goes by that I don't end up spending at least two nights not even sleeping in that place.
What?
Yeah, seriously. And not for any, sorry, that makes it, that, yeah. Not for any, like, you know, like I'm with somebody else. I'm talking about, like, literally, like, I'll stay late at an event and, like, crash somewhere, or I'll, you know, be with my, you know, with my son somewhere, and we'll just end up crashing at my mother's house because we stayed there for dinner. Like, it's, I am at my home so infrequently that if it required maintenance to be nice, it would not get done.
When it comes to finding a house or any like living anywhere, man, I look at the bathroom. The bathroom is a big thing for me. Yeah. I've turned down places where I'm talking the littlest amount of rust on like the radiator in the bathroom. I will instantly be like, I don't want this place anymore.
Really?
It's weird. I think, again, it has to do with my, you know, cleanliness and my OCD. Like, it's like I can't get clean in a bathroom that's not clean. You know?
I mean, you know what? In a weird you kind of way, that does make sense. I definitely get that. It's funny because of all the things in my apartment that I didn't like, it was the bathroom. I'm not a fan of the bathroom
really?
At all. Yeah, it's got a stand-up shower. It doesn't have a tub. And since I got the little guy, I wanted to have a tub.
Oh, it's
got to
be so difficult.
It's not. I mean, I just take a shower with him. You know what I mean? And then we just get ready and get going. It honestly saves a lot of time, but he can't stand it. He prefers the bath.
I've always wanted one of those rainfall showers. Those look so cool.
They do look pretty
nice.
But
I feel like they're so expensive.
They do look pretty nice.
But they look so nice.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, was there anything that popped out in your mind this week that you were really interested or want to mention?
I mean, Anna's learning how to play golf. Do you golf?
I don't golf.
I don't golf either.
I find golfing, you know, and it's funny because my nephew is so super into golf, and he's two.
Really?
2.5. He loves it.
Huh.
There's times where I'm watching him, he'll run up to me, I'm like, Uncle Sean, golf. And I need to put golf on my phone for him. He needs to watch it.
He wants to watch it.
He wants to. He loves to watch it. I'm sorry, but I find golf to be one of the most boring sports to watch.
You know what? If you know the game a little bit, and I only know it a little bit, like I don't hate watching golf. I don't want it to be the only thing I'm doing at the time. But if it's on in the background, I can appreciate like a nice, you know, like, you know, someone's going for a birdie and it's like a far putt or something like that. There's some tension. There's some interesting stuff going on there. But yeah, man, I mean, the only time I've ever played golf has been at my buddy's bachelor parties, and I'm terrible. Mm. I'm so bad.
Oh, I would not be. No, I have no patience. I would be terrible at golf.
Nah, that's about it.
Well, awesome. Thank you guys so much for giving our producer podcast a listen. Remember, you could always check out anything you miss at annaandraven.com. Check out the podcast. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Anna and Raven. You can check out all these awesome posts and videos that we post daily of things we're doing on the show and throughout the week. I mean, as always, thank you for tagging along. Thanks for listening.
Have a great week.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.